Our Father, we bless you. We thank you, Father, for your mercies. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. Holy Spirit, sir, we thank you for your love and help. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus. We come with reverence and respect before your throne. Our Father, we come to commit our service today into your hands. Come and take absolute control. Come and help us. Come and cause us to do all things well to the praise and glory of the name of Jesus. We come under the covering of our fathers, the apostolic and prophetic anointings of our fathers, under the lordship and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Say it is well with us in this service. Lord, we will fulfill our destinies. So go to praise and worship you. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Give us the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. So that everything we do in our worship, in the word, in all activities, we'll do all to the praise and glory of your name. And to be to our blessings and edification. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. You do more than what we ask, more than what we think. According to your power that is at work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Minstrels.
Alpha, my beginning, Omega, my very end. You are worthy to be praised, only you, only you. Alpha, Alpha,
variableness, neither shadow of turning. God of all glory, Father of all comfort, the Ancient of Days, very God of very God, the beginning and the end, the God of all glory, we worship you. Father of lights, thank you. You are plenteous in mercies, always willing to forgive. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, it's of your fullness that we have received grace upon grace. The law came through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus. Full of glory and truth, you sit at the right hand of the Father in majesty, ever living to make intercession for us. We bless and worship you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your grace that is our sufficiency. We worship you, O risen King, Savior of all men, especially those that believe. We love you, Lord Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, the Spirit of the resurrection, the inner strengthener, the friend that sticks closer than a brother, the God that is more than enough, the resident member of the Godhead here on earth. We worship you, Holy Spirit. The Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We worship you, sir. Triune Deity, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, we bless, worship, and adore you in Jesus' name. Our Father, we thank you as we enter into your word. I come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Olivia Momisera, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the privilege that I have at this time to minister your word. I pray you come and have mercy upon me. Come and grant me grace and unction so I can minister the word of God with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. The Father, Lord, as the word goes forth, a clear channel is created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power flows, that by the reason of the Spirit and the word, you will break yokes, you will heal bodies, you will meet needs, you will transform our hearts, bring glory to the name of Jesus, blessings to the sons of men. Father, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against the effectual delivery and receiving of the word. And so we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, unbelief, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil, or such contrary foul spirit. We cast you out, destroy your works, resistance behind you in Jesus' name. We break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances, and over this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. We lose the angels of God, seven spirits of God, to go fulfill the air, enforce and execute God's perfect will concerning the ministration, the delivery, and the receiving of the word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because you do exceedingly and abundantly more than which you ask not think, according to your power that is at work within us. Help me to be precise, to redeem the time, and not to say anything unnecessary. Thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a super hand. They don't know.
They don't know what you mean to me.
Praise the Lord.
They don't know.
Let's sit down.
You are my everything. They don't know. You are my everything.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for today. It's a rainy day. In everything we give thanks. Amen. That's the perfect will of God for us in Christ Jesus. And God will yet do what he plans to do in our meeting today in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I really do not have a topic. I have the word. Maybe as the word goes forth, the topic will come. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if we give it a topic, it's the knowledge of the glory of God. The knowledge of the glory of God. Praise the Lord. You know, when somebody enters poly or UI, and when you enter, you tell yourself, I want to live with a distinction. Or you say you want to live with a first class. And then you have someone say, oh, can I graduate? That belief affects the conduct. Praise the Lord. That disposition and attitude of heart affects the conduct. When someone says, I want to be the best that I can be. And I say, well, let's just tag along. At the end, let's just graduate. Now, the person who is aiming for first class, the person who wants to be the best that he can be, and the person who, let's just graduate. You know, at the end of the day, all three can graduate. Praise the Lord. All three. But the first one lives with a first class that will be speaking for him, opening doors for decades to come. The second one, he may not even make first class, but he wanted to be the best he could be, has developed an attitude to face life. And the last one, if he's not careful, that's how he'll be trying to make buy consistently, because he has built a wrong attitude. So, to graduate is not really the issue, which is important, because definitely for all of them to have either been in poly or been in university, they have scaled a hurdle in life already. That's what brought them to poly. That's what brought them to university. They scaled an hurdle. But a set says, we'll keep scaling. The other one said, I've scaled, let me just maintain where I am. And the rewards in life will end up being different, even though they will all graduate. Praise the Lord. Does it remind you of the wise and foolish virgins? They are all virgins. They've scaled an idol of a moral life, of a pure life. But five were wise. They had oil in their vessels. And you could see the extra reward, the monumental extra reward that he gave them. The five foolish is not that they went to hell. They just couldn't follow the master into the holiest of all. They were not ready. But they were the virgins. They were not the outcasts. They were not the major outcasts. They were the virgins waiting for the Lord. But five were wise. Five were wise. So, what's our title again? The knowledge of the glory of God. The knowledge of the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Is not, the message is not born again. That's the five virgins. Praise the Lord. The ten virgins rather. That's born again is the ten virgins. But God says, to those virgins, so the born again, let's teach the knowledge of the glory of God. Praise the Lord. The knowledge of the glory of God. All, the ones who inherit the glory, the one who manifests the glory, the one who are born again, everybody is destined to go to heaven. But we're not talking heaven here. We are talking of the glory of God. Praise the Lord. That's the same scenario. We are talking the glory of God. The knowledge of the glory. So that we are not ending at just, we are going to heaven. We are born again. So, the Christian that is saying, maybe it's just to go to heaven. And the one that is saying, in this earth, I want to manifest the glory of God. You will see that it will show in their conduct. It will show in their conduct. Just like the ones that wanted the first class, that wanted the distinction, that wanted the best they wanted that they can be, and the one that just said, let us just graduate. Praise the Lord. If there can be a risk of not graduating, that
there's one score that crosses a borderline. It will never happen with the one pursuing first class. It will happen with the one that says, let's just graduate. He has put himself, he will graduate most likely, but he has put himself in a place that is risky. Something may happen and he may not graduate. So when I say, let us just make heaven, you put yourself at the risk. At the risk. You know, God's temple, outer court, holy place, holiest of all. Behind the outer court is the Gentiles. The risk of being taken by the Gentiles is very high when you are in the outer court. Not than if you are in the holy place. Than if you are in the holiest of all. Praise the Lord. The Christians of Zion City Fellowship are the ones that are always seeking for the holiest of all. Praise the Lord. That's what Paul says. I press towards the mark. Paul says, I press towards the mark. Amen. That's the Christianity that we're preaching in Zion City Fellowship. Amen. Let's remember, all of it is by the mercy of God. Praise the Lord. It's by the mercy of God. And with mercy, it will be possible. Praise the Lord. With mercy, we will prevail. Amen. By the Spirit, it shall be. Not by might. Not by power. But by my Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let me put it on the board. I'm coming. Just put it on the board so I'll read it. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. No, it's verse 6. Let's read. For God, who commanded the light, I'm not hearing your voice, the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts. You can see that comma. Everything that's said to that comma is the born again experience. That's what happens when we get born again. God commands light to shine in our hearts. That's what gives us the born again experience. Praise the Lord. We that were once darkness are now light. Praise the Lord. To give. Now that's the product that it can go to. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's the destiny of that light. So don't keep it dormant. God that commanded light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, the critical question that we are asking ourselves this evening, what is the knowledge of the glory of God? Praise the Lord. What is the knowledge of the glory? There is a knowledge. Because while it is important to know the knowledge of the glory, give me the scripture. The whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Give me that scripture. Knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2:14. Good. For the earth shall be filled. Let's read it. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now, this is a prophecy. Praise the Lord. It's a what? It's a prophecy from the prophet. And guess what shall happen to the prophecy? It shall come to pass. It shall do what? It shall come to pass. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. You know, when waters cover the sea, there are two things that happen. One is that the water is seen. Praise the Lord. Then the sea itself is sand. The sand is completely dominated by the water. Don't think sea is just water. No, it's water. It's sand. But what you see mainly is the water. The water completely. So even when you now even get the sand, it's all water. Praise the Lord. That's what it means. As the waters cover the sea. So the earth will be filled with the glory of God. There are two earths. The first earth is this one. Your mortal body. The second one is this earth. Amen. This earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. So like I said, what they mainly see the water. And it's not that the earth is not there, but the earth is the water, when you even hold the earth, is filled with water. So you are still in this earth, but you are dominated by the glory. Praise the Lord. And then second earth is this earth that we live in. So miraculous presence of God, demonstration of his wonders and power. Will yet, let's be real. This earth today is filled with evil and is on the increase. It's scary that sometimes it looks as if it's filled with evil as the waters cover the sea. You just don't know what is wrong with men anymore. Someone lost. The court says, no, the children cannot stay with you. I think divorce. And then you are now having a custody issue. So they said, you will stay, the children will stay with the mother. Say, no, they should stay with him. The court ruled they should stay. He comes out, kills the mother and the children. Not USO, Nigeria. It's, you open the news, it's one gory story. You know, the one of earthquake, and okay, that one is natural. I'm talking of constant evil by men is on the rise. Because apparently, it looks as if it is the time of the power of darkness. In short, Bible says, you know, when we are saying, the prophecy is clear, the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 60 actually says, gross darkness. Yeah, gross darkness shall cover the earth. And that's what we are seeing. But it says, arise, shine, for the light is come. That's that knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Bringing the light of the knowledge of the glory is needed. Because darkness is running in. Is running in. And don't be neutral. Fight the darkness. Praise the Lord. Because it's looking for who to hijack. If you are neutral, you know, your feet is not anchored, then the wind can blow you away. The wind can blow you away. Pastor said something one day and he was, no, he's actually been warning us that don't be neutral. Amen. Let me just put it like that. Don't be neutral. Be generating spiritual power. Because the forces in the air wants to carry you away. Amen. The prophecy has been said that the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. Amen. So I've established, looking at the notes, it's not the zenith of the gospel. It's not just about going to heaven. It's not the zenith. It's the truth of the gospel. We are going to heaven. Amen. Like one man of God says, this earth, in its best, is a trash can. Praise the Lord. Compared to heaven. In its best, is a trash can. We are here to be trained so that we build the capacity to go and reign with God in heaven. Amen. We are here to be trained to build capacity to go and reign with God in heaven. So let the zenith not be heaven. Let the zenith be to carry the glory. Amen. Bible says one star differeth from another star in glory. Amen. It means what we do here on earth determines the level of glory we are going to have in heaven. Praise the Lord. Let us be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. Amen. So we're not those Christians that are just waiting to go to heaven. But we are the Christians pushing the limits to be distinguished. Amen. One of my friends, a research partner, his university, you know, when you join as a lecturer, you are first a junior lecturer, different cadres of junior lecturer, then you are a senior lecturer, then you enter into the professorial cadre. Most people, there are two of them, so associate and then full prof. But in that university, they now started distinguished professor. Praise the Lord. Yeah, when I did my training in US, in Penn State, they had that category, distinguished professor. It means after professor. When some people have said, let's relax, we've reached prof. They now put some landmarks of achievement. How many people did you train to get PhD? How many millions of dollars have you brought in grants? How many patents have you, how many top journals have you? Then they put those criteria together and meritoriously choose a few. This is my friend. He was awarded distinguished professor of Redeemer's University. So that means, you see, the Bible says that the things in the earth, we clearly see them. That's how we understand invisible things. Praise the Lord. Man cannot be more distinguished than God. Praise the Lord. God too pushes the limits. What we see with man is low. That university is pushing the limit. Okay, professor, okay, fine. But after a while, they appoint distinguished professor. So when I wanted to become a prof, became a prof 10, 11, 12 years ago, they say, okay, are these all your papers? Okay, UI, all his professors in UI, is it good enough? They say it's good enough. Okay, we will take it to two professors in Nigeria who have been professors for years in his area. Let them say he is good enough. Then we choose one professor either from US, Europe, South Africa, or Australia to also say he is good enough. All the three must say he's good enough. That's the criteria. In those days, I don't know. I don't know what they are doing now, so I'm not. That's the criteria to say he's a prof. But when they say he's a distinguished prof, they say, where is his papers? Send it to two Nobel Prize winners. Let them say this guy is distinguished. The bar has gone up. Praise the Lord. In our Christian life, it's going to be like that. But like I said, don't be afraid. It's the mercy of God. The bar is going up. It's going up. God himself is also pushing the bar. God is pushing the bar. Sometimes some of the persecution and affliction we go through is because God is saying, you are too comfortable with that place. Move up. Move it up. Move it up. Amen. The reason is simple. God is not seeing enough glory. So move it up. The knowledge of the glory of God as the waters covers the sea. Amen. Okay. How do we operate in the knowledge of the glory of God? Let's give a round of applause for our pastor, Pastor Luby Johnson. We honor you, sir. Teachers, pastors, who feed the flock with knowledge and understanding. Praise the Lord. Bible says that the time will come that people will not want to hear sound doctrine, but heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Have you seen that in the Bible? The Bible also says the time will come that there will be famine, not of bread, not of corn, but famine of the word of God. In which when you just go to hear the word of God, you just be hearing stories, we all be laughing and everything, and then we all say, what, we now pray one blessing on us, and we all sing and dance. But you just see that, where what is the quality of the word of God? There's famine. Amen. The knowledge of the glory of God, we have been taught constantly. The seven pillars of wisdom. Praise the Lord. That's why, don't be afraid though. Don't be afraid. Many things, what you're afraid of, is already in your hands. Amen. It's already in your hands. So we're always making sure, particularly, I mean, in these houses, don't over-mystify things. There is actually some simplicity in Christ Jesus. The seven pillars of wisdom, that's the knowledge of the glory of God. Amen. The whole design of the seven pillars of wisdom is to make sure you have the knowledge of the glory. Amen. It's not about just heaven. Fear of the Lord. Honesty and humility of heart. Say the truth to yourself. When God is speaking to you, when your conscience is telling you something, accept it. Amen. Pastor always tells, once you don't, this is the rate limiting step. That's what we did by Okem and Co. I mean, the enzyme reaction can go on, but this particular step, if we don't cross it, there's no end of reaction. It's a rate limiting step. Fear of God. Amen. Praying in the spirit. Both regular praying and praying with travail. Praise the Lord. Regular praying and praying with travail. Fear of God. And once the fear of God is there, what it does is that it opens your heart. It does what? That's meekness and lowliness. Opens your heart. Praying in the spirit. Bind the devil. Amen. Let me just encourage you. All this, like I say, gross darkness and cold, thoughts of depression, thoughts of suicide, thoughts of failure, sexual immorality, thoughts of greed. Constantly bind the devil. It works. It works. Don't just after your morning prayer and everything, forget about God. When something comes, negative, a thought, bind. When you bind, he binds. It's just that he's temporarily restrained. Even when he attacked Jesus, and the devil, when Jesus quoted, it is written, he departed from me for a season. That's why at the end of the age, the devil will be locked up permanently. He will always show up, but constantly bind him. That's why you are in a warfare. Constantly bind. Amen. So that he does not have his hold on you. Confess the word of God. Meditate the word of God. Inside there is read and speak. Praise the Lord. Read, think, speak. Amen. Please, I beg you. I beg you, Christians of Zion City Fellowship, don't be a wordless Christian. Every day they send us Bible reading guide and read the Bible. Amen.
It is spiritual strength, vitamins, enzymes, minerals, protein. If you are not reading the word, every spiritual activity you do, you are going to be weak. And then later you lose interest in doing it. Praise the Lord. So always confess the word. Read the word. Think about the word. Come to Good Morning Jesus before we pray. Father will confess our sin. Strengthen us with might. And that's the word being confessed. Amen. Read the word. Let the word. There's nothing we can do without that word. Amen. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Amen. There's no building up without the word. Amen. Confess the word, so meditate the word, and then it becomes easy to do the word. Amen. You shall have what you say. Amen. Meditate the word, read the word, then you see yourself doing the word. You just see yourself rejecting evil. You see yourself repenting if you make a mistake. That's doing the word. Amen. Fasting and living a fasted life. You have to add that to it. Have to add that to it. In this house, we are encouraged once a week. Start as you can start it. Maybe first till 2 o'clock, till 4. But we are in that place. Put the effort. Praise the Lord. Don't just cast it behind you. Put the effort. Amen. Put the effort. And God will help you little by little. When I started fasting, the fast was after breakfast and then dinner. So there will be nothing in between. And because of the fear of fast, we'll shift that breakfast to like 10:30, 11. So that the distance that will not be without will not be too much. But we started from, it was that heart. Start from somewhere. Praise the Lord. Start from somewhere. And then we got better. And then we got better. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's like that everywhere. So there are 7 pillars of wisdom. Praise the Lord. I want you to give me a scripture on the board. And God is so good. When he just connected that dust to me, I said, God, you're in charge. The 7 pillars of wisdom. Let's say it 2 times. The 7 pillars of wisdom. The 7 pillars of wisdom. We are saying the knowledge of the glory of God, that we already have it. Praise the Lord. Is the 7 pillars. Let's keep practicing it. And I just quote that scripture. The wise shall inherit glory. Put that scripture on. The wise shall inherit glory. Amen. Because these 7 pillars is the knowledge of the glory. Amen. Say, the wise shall inherit glory. Yes. Thank you. Proverbs 3:35. Let's read it. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. God is good. Wise there is the wise virgins. Shame and fools, it is the foolish virgins. Who was ashamed when the Lord appeared? Was it the wise or the foolish? The foolish. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Amen. So practice these things. Bind the devil. And God is good. Pastor told us that thing. Do it every 6 hours, every conscious hour. Once that consciousness comes, bind the devil. It's a consciousness. Do it. Don't say, Shebe, I did that. No. That's God helping you. Nobody wants anybody to succeed in the things of God more than God himself. And what he does is that he will always give you a way of escape. He will always give you what? A way of escape. You just say, bind the devil. You just say, I have to wait for someone. You just say that, read the Bible now. That's why honesty of heart is important. Don't throw that thing away. It will just come. You hear it. God speaks to everybody. Amen. Say, you are waiting. Okay, read the Bible now. No, don't do that to it. And God is saying that thing now. Quickly do it. Amen. That's exercise. Very soon, your heart is tender. You easily hear when God speaks. It's practice. Nobody brought these things from heaven. It's practice. Amen.
The wise shall inherit glory. So if you operate the seven pillars of wisdom, you will inherit the glory of God. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. What does the seven pillars, what does it help us to do? Because this is something we must be conscious of. Having therefore these promises. Now, we don't have the time. These promises is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the last three verses. It says, if you obey God, keep away from filthiness, then God will be a father unto you. Okay? God will be a father unto you. God will be... Okay, take us back. Last two verses of 2 Corinthians 6, or last three verses. Please, let's be quick. Thank you very much. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God. They will be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them. That's come out from sinners. Come out from a sinful life. Be separate, says the Lord. Don't touch unclean things. I will receive you. I'll be a father to you. You'll be my sons and daughters. Verse 1, chapter 7. Having therefore these promises that God will always be with you. If you separate yourself from the sinners, having therefore these promises. Therefore, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. Perfection. And Pastor defined that spirit there is talking about soul. Amen. Because that's the danger. A Christian that just wants to go to heaven leaves himself at the mercy of sin. That's the thing. He leaves himself at the mercy of living a sinful life. But if you want to be close to God, you want to be close with God, you want to have a relationship with God, say, separate yourself from the unclean thing. That's what the binding the devil helps you to do. That's what the word of God helps you to do. Say, I'll be a father to you. If you had to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. It's easy to just wake up every day, don't pray, just enter into life, come to church once a while, and call. You're a Christian. Nobody will deny that you're a Christian. But you are not fighting the sin nature. Praise the Lord. There's a sin nature in your flesh. There's a sin nature in your soul. That's the whole lesson of praying in the spirit and praying with travail, is to fight this, is apply fire on the sin nature. Praise the Lord. It's to apply fire on the sin nature. Don't leave the sin nature. Don't pet it. Don't leave it to be feeding fat in your life. Don't leave it free. Fight the sin nature. Praise the Lord. That's what he's saying here. Because there's no way we can talk about you seeking the glory of God and sin nature will not be fought. Amen. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's no way you can be going to the glory of God and not fight the sin nature. You have to fight the sin nature. Amen. And how do you fight sin nature? The seven pillars. Be honest hearted. Bind the devil. Read the word. Confess the word. Pray in the spirit. It puts the sin nature on the defense. Keep pushing it. Amen. Because if you don't push it, he is going to push you. Praise the Lord. You see people, it's the devil. Sometimes really don't blame them. It's the devil. The devil can push anybody to anything. Leave him alone. He will push you to where you never believe you can ever be. Amen. But he's a pastor, uncle. Don't allow the devil. Forget all your titles, oh. Don't allow the devil to have a hold on you. It will push you to what you never believe you will get yourself doing. I'll tell my children one time, not the people that just say gay, transgender, and everything. Sometimes they know it's wrong, but they do not have spiritual strength to go against it. The spiritual strength is, the battery of the spirit is weak. And the thing is now pushing them from one thing to another, to another, to another. Now you see that humanity is confused. I remember talking with I was in a science school, I have to start rounding up, science school, a research school in the US. So we're like 12 of us.
12 of us from all over the world. They take 12 people every year. And we're there for 2 months. 2 months plus, 2.5 months. So, I was talking to a German lady. Brilliant girl, very brilliant. I said, there's so much ethics that we have to pass through so that we can kill a rat. If you want to kill this rat for experiment, we must fill this form, we must fill that form, we must fill this form. How many, for what, do you need it? Why is it so? I said, fine. So, the rat is protected. It's not just killed anyhow. But you don't have to fill all those ethics forms to abort a child. She said, yes. It's not a human being. It's not a human being. It's just... So I just stopped the discussion. It's just confusion. You see, all the ethics have to go for the rat. But we don't have to fill all those forms to kill a human being. That was 12 years ago. They've gone crazy than now. They've gone far than that now. That's the thing. That thing will just be, it will be worse. They said, the evil men, seducers, they will get worse and worse. Don't give the sin nature a break. Keep fighting. Praise the Lord. That's why Christianity is warfare. Because once the sin nature is there, then keep fighting. Amen. Keep fighting. Praise the Lord. I think I should be rounding it up. Practicing a Christianity that fights the sin nature. Amen. The last. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians 4:6. 2 Corinthians 4:6, because we promised them it's an hour so they can put off the gen. Okay. We are back to the scripture we started with. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of, you know, we first talked about 7 pillars of wisdom. Now, God is a person. God is a what? Repeat it. God is a, but you see, God is such, the person of God is so complex that the way you can understand it is if we give you a formula. If we give you a what? I mean, he told Moses, you can't. Moses say, I want a relation. Let me just see you. God say, it's not like that. If you see me, you are dead. So, God's personality is complex. So, God gives us a formula. Like, the formula I gave to Moses was, okay, stay by the rock. I will use the rock to cover you and everything. And he said, then I will pass by. I won't see you. I'll just pass by. And with that, for months, people could not look at Moses. People could not look at Moses. His face was shining. So, for you to really get to know God, we have to start with formula. That's why 7 pillars is there. Amen. But the more you practice the formula, the more the person of God becomes clearer to you. Praise the Lord. Knowledge of the glory of God is in the face of Christ Jesus. Start with the formula, but as you do the formula, the person will become clearer. Amen. When you have a clear person, then you understand why you are doing the formula. And then it brings you to a clarity of the person. And then when you know the person more, you understand the formula the more. Praise the Lord. It's just together. It's just together. Amen. In the face of Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let us rise. We have to keep to that promise of 1 hour. I'll end with a scripture. The popular faith scripture. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. That's the person. That he is. He's a person. And then he's a rewarder of them that diligently do the 7 pillars. That's the seeking him. He's a person and a formula. Amen. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently do the 7 pillars. I'm just trying to put it in context. In context. It's a reward of them that diligently seek him. Praise the Lord. There will be a great reward. That reward is the glory. Amen. That's the reward. It's the glory. We keep pushing. We keep pushing. We don't give up. We keep pushing. First,
the blade. It doesn't show very much, but it changes our inner conduct. It changes our priority. We start to see God's intervention in our lives. It will look like, favor and go. Things just happen. You say, where is God? This guy is always lucky. That's the blade. Praise the Lord. Someone saw me. He came to UI for a meeting. He had been to UI before, to my laboratory. The people he met, they're dedicated people. Dedicated, lawyer working. Some of them have graduated. Then a few, he now came and saw a new set. He said, Prof, where do you always get these people? Where do you get? This person has gone, look at this person. Look at this person. It's like, it's not easy. People come to your ladder, they are not faced with this. He said, where do you get? But those are how God, those are the little things that's just showing that God is with you. Favor before God, favor before. Don't minimize the influence of God in your life. We are still going to a full explosion, but we're already seeing mercy drops. Mercy drops. Mercy drops. God is showing up. God is showing up in our lives. So God is not abstract at all. He's in everybody's life. Like I say, he speaks to everybody. You hear that in your coin. Read your Bible now. No, don't do that. God is intervening in our lives. We just need to be more diligent, more sensitive, more diligent, more sensitive, more diligent, so we look more like him. Praise the Lord. Just to be close to you
is where I want to be.
It's a prayer.
I don't hide myself.
It's a prayer.
Inside your heart.
I'll find my destiny is in God. Every step I take in obedience.
It's one less step I'll need. I need your presence close to you. Hide me in your presence close to you.
One more time. Just to be close.
Just to be close to you.
He's a person.
I now hide myself
with meekness and lowliness to find my
destiny.
One step to another. The seven steps. Every step. Every step. Every step.
One less step I need. Hide me in your presence.
Close.
Close to you.
Hide
me in your presence, close to you.
Start to talk to God. Talk to God. He's a person. He cares for you. He hears you. He loves you. Is there a desire to change in your heart? I guess that's the real issue. Is there a desire to push the limit? Is there a desire to be better? God is always there. It's your desire that needs to change. Tell him to help you. Tell him to help you. Tell him to help you. To get out of you more of the sin nature and put more of the glory of God, of the love of God in your life. He's the one who is the sufficiency for these things. In Jesus' name. Say, Heavenly Father, put one hand on your chest, raise one hand to God. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. The entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. I humble myself before you. I'm simple-hearted before you. Give me understanding. Give me grace. Give me diligence to be a doer, to follow you into the path of glory, so that the knowledge of the glory of God we fill my earth, fill my life, fill my being, fill my body as the waters cover the sea. Help me, Holy Spirit, to be a doer of these things and not a hearer only. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray with faith. Pray with strength. Barabakaka pastoredes, radisa, baraski, karite, pondai, pondai, bossa, barakatotoko kata 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 karigi, regedege susa, marbakato bebe, jile, jile gede brebikaki, kusta pabrunoska de, marbakasunte, marbakako baba sakaya, barabasopa baba sante, rusta karabakaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Let's quickly take the offering. Quickly, quickly, quickly take the offering. And then we close. They can switch off the gen and put us back to inverter. Okay? So we need to help the church conserve the fuel. I bring you greetings from Pastor Laolu. Praise the Lord. Pastor Laolu, they sent me a message. I'll be with you online. Like I said, Pastor Laolu is on assignment of the fathers of the house. And we are hopeful that with each day passing, it's a shorter time left for Pastor Laolu to join us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the offering that your people have cheerfully and willingly given. For those who have given, Father, please return to them back. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over of material and financial prosperity, healing and health, divine guidance and protection, and increase the fruit of their righteousness in Jesus' name. For those who desire to give but don't have, Father, we pray for mercy. You give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Pray you provide for all of us. So always we have to give and not come before you empty-handed in Jesus' name. Pray for our fathers that are custodians over this money. Give them the grace to be shrewd, direction, so that you use this money, disburse it well for the furtherance of your kingdom, the glory of the name of Jesus, and the blessings of mankind. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a super hand clap. He deserves it. Amen. So, yeah, Pastor Lalu just sent a message to say another hi to us. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Zion City Fellowship will continue next week. Same time, 5:00 next week, Friday. Please invite your friends, particularly those of you in campus that are new people on campus. Tell them that there's something happening. Let them come with you. Every morning we have Good Morning Jesus. So please try to join if you are not joining already. So we'll meet again next week, Friday. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Have a nice weekend, everybody.